Everyone, welcome to those online. Hallelujah, let's stand and start praise and worship together. We serve a mighty God. Thank you, Father, you are in this place, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit, take over this service in Jesus' name. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord. worship you, Most High God. We praise your name. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. 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 Just lift your hands to him. Hallelujah. He is great. He is mighty. He is your Most High God. Father, we worship your name this morning. We honor you, Lord. We honor you, God.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and trembles at his voice.
Let your greatness be revealed, be seen, be manifested in and through us, that the world may see how great you are. We magnify you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let your praise continually be in our mouth. And Father, we are thankful for our yesterdays. We are thankful for our today. And we are thankful for our tomorrows. For they are all in your hands. And you are orchestrating every moment of our lives according to your perfected will. Help us, O God, to stay aligned, committed, steadfast, and faithful, trusting you for every moment of our lives. For you are worthy, O God, of all praise, worthy of all worship and adoration. We magnify you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so very much for leading us in worship. That was marvelous. I want to thank God for every one of you here today. That you are here means that you are positioning yourself to receive something from the Father today. I want you to commit your heart steadfastly to hear everything that the Father has to say to us today. There are keys of the kingdom. And my prayer is that today we will receive more keys from the hands of the Master, so that every area of our lives where there is a challenge or there is a celebration, that we have the keys to undo and bring to naught those challenges and the grace to keep the celebration. I don't know if you heard what I said. There are things we want to remove from our lives, and there are things we need to stay in our lives. And today, I believe that God will help us not only to receive, but to have. Amen? Praise God. Before everyone else comes, while Mama comes, I want us to celebrate the life of a very dear daughter today. Sister Mira is going to be leaving us this week for college on scholarship. Hallelujah. And we want to thank God for her. And we want to speak supernatural speed over her life. Amen? No enemy will catch up to her. Hallelujah. She will be head and not tail, above only and not beneath. For God is going to direct her path. Amen? So I'm going to ask Sister Mira to come stand here. And we're going to start blessing her as a congregation. Mama is going to come. And then when we finish praying for her, we want all of the children to flank her. Everyone coming up to flank her. That same grace is going to flow to everyone. Amen? Hallelujah. We give God praise for you, Amira. You've been a great blessing in this house. We're going to miss you while you're away, but we know you'll be back. Greater, better, amen. Fulfilled. Amen. Oh, I'm not going to say what I heard. Just come closer. Hallelujah. Father, we release the blessing. We release purpose, clarity of destiny. Receive supernatural speed. Be quickened. Be fulfilled. Be established. We command God's perfect will in your life. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for Sister Amira. Thank you, God, that she has been a wonderful young lady in this church. We see her grown as a child, and now she's on her way to the next phase of her life.
Yes.
As she goes to college, go before and behind her.
No distraction.
Thank you, God, for giving her a godly heart. And giving her godly parents that prayed for her and a church that prayed for her.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, bless her life.
Amen.
She's been a blessing here.
Yes, Lord.
She loves children. And Lord, as she has poured her love for children, pour love upon her.
Amen.
As she go before and behind her.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you have granted her scholarship in academics and in sports. We just give you praise.
Amen.
As you have given her speed and intelligent mind, let this intelligence continue to glorify your name.
Yes, Father.
Lord, we ask for your spirit to cover her.
Yes.
Your blood to cover her.
Yes.
Your word to cover her.
Yes.
And your name to be upon her life.
Hallelujah.
She goes to represent you.
Yes.
Father, in that college, she will excel.
Thank you,
she
Lord.
Will always remain at the top.
Amen.
You've made her head and not tail.
Thank you,
head
Lord.
Shall you be.
Thank you.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
The spirit of arrogance and pride will cut it out of your life.
Amen.
You will glorify God.
Amen.
You will magnify his name.
Hallelujah.
We speak divine health over you.
Yes,
divine
Jesus.
Peace over you.
Yes,
no
Jesus.
One shall harass you.
Yes,
let the angel of the Lord go before and behind you.
Amen.
Cut off every enemy from your path. We speak light over you.
Amen.
Shine brightly.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
And Lord, bless the parents with peace of mind.
Amen.
And the older sister.
Yes,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. You are blessed, Amira.
Amen. Praise God. You forth.
Yes.
Empowered.
Amen.
To succeed.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Children, come stand around her.
Hallelujah. Hatarabasika tarararaboshia.
You spread across.
Father, you better hurry up. Father, we thank you, God, for this glorious morning you've given to us. We thank you, God, that this is a house of blessing. This is a house of glory. This is a house of grace. This is a house where only goodness and mercy dwell. A house of favor. We thank you, God, for all our children, all our biological children, spiritual children, partners, extended families, and all the children standing in this altar and those hearing the sound of my voice from every place where they are. The Lord reign over every one of us. We speak light and favor over every one of us. From age 120 plus to zero form, we call you blessed and highly favored. Those in the womb, those in seed form, those walking the earth, every decade of life, we say Jehovah is your strength. Jehovah is your light. Jehovah is your God. You shall never lack. You shall always move from glory to glory, favor to favor, blessing to blessing. And Lord, as we have seen your hand has been in this place, children are rising and they are doing well. Those struggling, raise them back up from the miry clay, O God, that they will take their place in you. What you have declared over them shall be made manifest. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. We condemn every evil words that have spoken in front of you and behind you, and in thoughts, in ideas, in actions, in activities, in arrow sending, we destroy all their words and their activities in the name of Jesus. We cover every one of you with the blood of Jesus. September is here. As you're going back to school, you all will excel. You shall not be bullied. You shall not be sick. You shall be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You will excel and do great. Parents, we have reason to rejoice. We thank you for all our children, the marvelous work you did through them yesterday. We bless every one of them and all our teachers. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Bless you. See you later. We declare those that are sick be healed. Be restored, be made whole. Let there be genetic corrections in Jesus' mighty name. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you into the service. Spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We receive you, we welcome you, have your way in our lives, in this service, in this church, in our homes, our city, and our nation. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Hallelujah. All right, we have a scripture reading. I will encourage you to finish it. I won't read all of it. I will read some part, and then you can finish it at home. Psalm 104, I'm reading two different scriptures this morning. So Psalm 104, I'll read a little bit, and you can finish it. There are 36 verses, so read at home at your own time. Let's start from verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great, thou art clothed with honor and majesty. What should your mind, your soul, your will, and motion should be doing? Blessing the Lord, not complaining. Somebody say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Say amen. Why do we need to bless him? Because God is not ordinary. He say he's very great. He's clothed with honor and majesty. As we bless him, these attributes of him we also rub on us and be in our lives. Say amen. Say amen. Verse 2, who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain. So God is pure light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He stretched the heavens like a curtain. So he's telling you nothing is impossible with him. The heavens, he just made it like blinds. Hallelujah. Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters? Who maketh the clouds his chariots? Who walketh upon the wings of the wind? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you can take the scriptures and apply them to yourself. If he layered the beams of his chambers with water, whenever you hear there's a flood coming, should you be scared or should you say, oh, this is just things that God just loves to move on? Turn it around for yourself. Turn it for your good. Amen? If you hear a tsunami is coming, you should know it cannot hurt you. You can speak to it. Not one person said amen. I heard one person say yes. Well, begin to practice these things because they will happen. Turbulence will come. You can't stop them. But they don't have to affect us. Say amen. Say amen. Who walketh upon the wings of the wind? When there is tornado, terrible wind coming, you just say, the Lord is riding on this, so he's going to ride on good storms for me, not evil. Say amen. Bad winds will never hurt you. Because God doesn't go out of his way to just hurt his children. No parent goes out of their way to hurt their children, says something is wrong with that parent mentally and spiritually. And there is nothing wrong with our God. Say amen. So wind, storms, rain, water, everything, they will work for my good. Say amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. 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 Who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flaming fire. Hallelujah. We give God praise. We are flaming fires. Ministers of God are flaming fire. They must know who they are. Angels are spirit. He make his angels spirits. Let's go to Psalm. I won't finish all of you. Let me do first up to 7, and then I'll move out of there. Who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever? Hallelujah. You shall not be moved. If the foundations of the earth cannot be moved, you shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Yes. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. The water stood above the mountain. So God has put in guard over everything. His charge is over all the things he has made. Hallelujah. Say he covers the deep. He covers what? The foundation of the earth with what? The deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. Hallelujah. Waters rise above the mountains. Talking about Noah's flood. Even with that, the flood could not erode the earth. Hallelujah. Nothing will be able to erode your life and your family. In the name of Jesus. At thy rebuke, they fled. At the voice of the thunder, they hasted away. He covered it, and when he's done what he needs to do, say, get out of here, stop, and everything returned back to normal. May everything that has been turbulent in your life return back to normal. May at the rebuke of the Lord, may they fly away. In the name of Jesus, things that have kept you hostage and captive, may you be free from them in Jesus' name. May we all be free from anything that's held us bound. We are free. Somebody say, I'm free. I'm free in Jesus' name. All right, go to Psalm 23. Finish the whole thing at your own time. You have 36 verses there to go through, and every one of them is great. Hallelujah. Psalm 23, there's only 6 verses. So we'll finish with that, and we can rise together and declare the goodness of God on our lives and nations. What did I tell you to open? Okay. Other psalms are trying to come up too, but I will pass on them. Praise the Lord. All right. The Lord is what? My shepherd. I shall not want. Who is your shepherd? The Lord. So if the Lord is my shepherd, the shepherd provides for the sheep. The sheep does not provide for itself. The shepherd does. So the Lord will always take care of our lives. He knows where the best things for us are. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. May the Lord lead us today, and may he take us to green pastures, we and our household, and our ministries and our businesses. In Jesus' name. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. May everything that trouble your soul, that has depleted your energy, your zeal, and your fire for God, may you be restored now. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say, my soul is restored. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. May you remain in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. You and your household, those that have been led astray, may they come back into the fold of the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Somebody shout hallelujah. Remember Moses' rod, all the great things he did. Anything that comes of that rod was able to take care of it. Any magical thing and evil spirits that have been sent to torment your life, to do any evil, may the rod and the staff of God finish them up. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my rod and my staff, and he comfort me. May we all stay in the place of comfort of the Lord. Say a big amen. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. May you always be at the table of the Lord. When there are enemies, it's time to feast. You will continue to feast. Somebody say, my head is anointed with oil. And my cup runneth over. You will perpetually remain in the overflow of God. I will remain the overflow of God. In the name of Jesus, you shall not run dry, you shall always flow. May the oil of God continue to fall upon you and your household. Say a big amen. Verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Say a big amen. Say amen. All right, rise with me. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. You are God and God alone. You have made executive decision that you will be our shepherd. You have made a decision that all our days, goodness and mercy will follow us. You have prepared the table of blessing before us. And no enemy can steal what you have put there for us. Everything stolen, we say, restore, 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 and put it back in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, for your goodness, your mercy, your favor. We thank you, God, that will lead us to the place of fresh pastures, green pastures, still waters, not turbulence. It's always peace be still. We are in the place of peaceful state. In the name of Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the King of Glory, is our stay. And we stay in that place. We and our household, we give you praise. Lord, we thank you, God, for all you're doing in our lives. We thank you, God, that every storm, every activities of Satan have been destroyed from our lives. We will have the victory because you have given us the victory. We have the victory. We have the victory over deadly things, over attacks of the enemy, over arrows sent. We pull those arrows and we return them. Go back to where you came from with speed, momentum, and explosion. Return to sender now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Almighty God, that you are our light and our salvation. You who wrap yourself in light, you wrap yourself in honor and majesty. Lord, we stay under that canopy, so therefore we are also wrapped in light. We are wrapped in majesty and in honor. And we thank you, God, that shame will not be our portion, but glory will be our portion as we glorify you, Lord. Glorify your glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your glory defend us, and let your name defend us. Let your power defend us, and let money also defend us. Every lack in this church, in this ministry, and in families, in any one of our lives, we send the fire of God to now burn them in the name of Jesus. For you have made us flaming fire. Let that fire go forth now and begin to consume things that do not belong in our lives, in our families. Let struggles in the families be over in the name of Jesus. We speak restoration, 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 healing and wholeness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for your peace for the nation of Israel. We speak peace over Jerusalem, peace to her and her palaces, and her and prosperity to all her household in the name of Jesus. Father, remember your people, Lord. Remember your people as the world is now going against. Father, you are for. Let God arise and let all your enemies be scattered. Let your name be glorified. Save your divine, save your people. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for good news. We thank you, God, for that same blessing coming on Israel based on the covenant you have made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let it be made manifest in the nation of Israel, manifest in Canada, Nigeria, United States of America, and all the nations of the earth where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord today. God, reign over all the land. Let your people turn back to you. Raise godly leadership, the invasion of evil and wicked leaders. We say, let your hands push them back. In the name of Jesus, cleanse the seats of government. Cleanse the seats of leadership. Even in the church, where people are put in position and then they change to from doing what is good for that position and begin to do things for themselves. May people rise again and begin to do things for the living God and begin to bless the people of God. Father, remove wicked leaders from all the things that concern us. Remove them from our churches, from our homes, from our businesses, in the name of Jesus. Remove it from our city, our nation. Let righteousness reign so that the people will rejoice. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of witchcraft and usurping spirit, we send the fire of God to begin to consume them now. Flaming fire of God, begin to flame upon them in Jesus' name. Let the people of God rise and give glory to God. Strength and honor, may it be our portion. Lord, be in the service this morning. Bless your people. Bless all our leaders. Bless the work of your hands. Bless our pastors, our leaders, and the congregation. Let the word of the Lord come now with power, with grace, with favor, with mercy, truth, healing, deliverance, wholeness, and restoration. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Apostle.